Is there dross in your life?
Proverbs 25, verse 4. Remove the dross from the silver, and the silversmith can produce a vessel, NIV. Before silversmiths can fashion sheets of silver metal into cups, jewelry, and other things of value, they first have to purify the silver ore. Silver ore is a mixture of metallic silver and impurities. To purify the silver, it has to be heated in a furnace to high temperatures. The ore melts into a liquid form, and the impurities, dross, rise to the top of the mixture. The impurities then can be skimmed from the top of the molten silver. Sometimes this process is repeated several times to increase the purity of the silver. Once removed, the silversmith can shape the silver into vessels that were useful and beautiful. The Bible teaches us that our lives have value to God. He has given each of us gifts, talents, and opportunities that contribute to the fulfillment of His plan for our lives, a plan that gives us joy, a sense of accomplishment, meaning, and purpose, and brings Him glory. Sadly, for many of us, we fall short of God's best for our lives. We look back and wonder, what happened? How did I get off course? Perhaps there was some dross in your life that needs to be removed. Dross represents that which is inferior, impure, the things that keep what's precious from being precious. Dross can take many forms. Associates who are bad influences, selfishness, access, outgreed, out-of-control passions, gluttony, lack of focus, ignorance, not having the knowledge or understanding you need, pride. These and other things can keep you from being fashioned into the valuable thing that God has planned before you were born, from achieving the goals and the joy He desires for you. What should you do about the dross? Your first steps should be the following. Pray, read, associate, meditate, be obedient. Pray with humility, asking God's forgiveness of any known sin. Next, read His Word and meditate on what you have read. As you meditate on His Word, ask Him to speak to your heart concerning your next move. God has promised to give His children wisdom if they would just ask, James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Finally, be obedient to what He has instructed you to do. Don't try to figure God out and expect to see the next 10 steps ahead of you. Just trust Him as you take each individual step. Start today and make it a goal to lead a dross-free life and achieve the things God planned for you.